This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Xiao Ning. It is Friday, the 25th of February. But in the meantime, we are shifting our focus to how this is impacting the aviation sector. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in the early hours of yesterday morning, Ukraine has closed its airspace to civilian flights due to high risk to safety.
So the European aviation regulator also warned against the hazards to flying in the bordering areas of Russia and Belarus. So before this, the aviation sector was, however, seeing bluer skies thanks to the reopening of more borders. But after the announcement of the military operation, Brent crude actually hit $100 per barrel for the first time in 7 years. So does this put a dampener on the aviation sector itself?
For an outlook on this, we have on the line Shantanu Gangakadkar, aviation consultant at Frost & Sullivan. Shantanu, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. A lot of things happening overnight. How do you see the current Russia-Ukraine crisis impacting the aviation industry?
Yeah, so it's definitely unfortunate from all angles. But the key aspect to note here in terms of aviation here is that, of course, the airspace over Ukraine and surrounding Ukraine has been closed off. And as of now, airlines have to divert their routes, have to change their routes to adapt to these changes. And given the increase in jet fuel prices, this really puts a huge impact on airlines and how they operate in terms of their costs. Because the more the diversion, the more the amount of fuel is required and more the pressure it puts on their margins. There's only a certain time till where they can take in those pressures and where not put it to the customers in increased ticket prices. So this is one. Second is, hopefully, if the crisis doesn't expand more, if at all that happens, and if Russian airspace is closed down, that will be a huge impact on the aviation industry. And we might see some devastating impacts because the Russian airspace is a huge air corridor when it comes between North America, Europe and Asia.
Yeah, Shantanu, also beyond that, I mean, in terms of the seismic effects, right, what is that going to do for fares and passenger demand as well, sentiment, essentially?
Right. So this all is actually, all of these things are coming at a very wrong time, I would say, for aviation. So the jet fuel prices are going up. The recovery is still in process. We have not at all very close to the what levels we were in 2019. And plus, the passenger confidence is going down for multiple reasons, one of which being the Ukraine and Russia crisis. So this will all lead to airlines having to squeeze in more of their margins. The load factor of an aircraft is going down. And that's where we will see the ticket prices possibly go up. So the airlines would try and recover their costs as much as they can if possible.
But which airlines do you think will be most impacted by the war in Ukraine?
So currently, where only the Ukraine and surrounding airspace is closed off, in and out, airlines which are flying in and out of Ukraine have already cancelled all the flights. But if the larger is this airspace closure continues for a longer time, major all the aircrafts who use that air corridor, mostly who fly from North America, Europe to Asia, will be impacted in terms of diversion, in terms of the longer flight times, and in terms of cost for the fuel.
But I would imagine it would actually be the local carriers most affected, right? Who travel, who use that route the most, versus, let's say, the likes of SIA and Cathay, who have more routes to fly.
Yes, of course. So local Asian Pacific carriers, definitely not so much. Though mostly who fly international over that route will be impacted. And if you speak about local carriers in that region, those are the worst impacted because they are absolutely not able to fly. And there's also a second aspect to consider here. The insurers are trying to avoid the risk. So a number of aircrafts can fly in the region, airlines are trying to avoid having the aircrafts in the region to reduce the risk. And that's also an important factor which airlines are considering when they're planning the routes around that region.
Shantanu, do you see secondary impacts from this tensions in the Ukraine peninsula in terms of, for example, airplane orders, for example, or even leasing rates, for example, for airlines who are negotiating with the lessors all the time?
In the European region, yes. So now what will happen is the cost might go up for some time past few years, the cost had come down. But now again, the risk is going up in that region, and that will lead to the insurance money going up and overall the cost of the aircraft going up. But also what's happening is, given that recovery is still in process, I'm thinking that many airlines would try and avoid the purchase or leasing of new aircrafts for some time to see how the tensions ease off and how the recovery in that sense comes up.
And prior to this, I think IATA has suggested that global travel is going to recover, if I'm not wrong, by 2023, 2024. Does this delay the recovery period then?
Every shock, for example, when Omicron came, it pushed back the recovery by about 2 to 3 months. And furthermore, now these crises, the increase in jet fuel prices is pushing back the recovery. But the recovery will be in different stages. For example, domestic aviation will recover first, specifically in regions like intra-Europe, US, and then India and China. The domestic will go up first, but international will definitely take some time and only come up later in 2023. And if this crisis goes on much further, might delay by about 2 to 3 months.
Okay, earlier on in the crisis, we saw a few airlines actually declare bankruptcy and close down permanently. Now, with this added crisis, do you see new names being added to the list?
Yes, you have actually pointed out a very interesting aspect here. So what happens is, because if airlines are unable to fly in that region, they are unable to cover the cost given the increase in jet fuel cost, the diversion of routes, with the limited load factor we have in the recovery period. It is possible that many airlines won't able to fly that the aircraft, and at the end, they might have to close the door. So it's highly possible given the scenario, yes.
And one final question for us, right?
Sure.
Does it really matter now that borders are reopening and SOPs have been relaxed? Do you see that actually making a dent in terms of travel numbers?
So at least finally, the recovery process can start in Asia-Pacific specifically, where the demand for international travel is below 80% of what 2019. However, domestic is about 70-80% of the 2019 levels. But the recovery will be slow, and we can expect the recovery to be about for international much later in 2023, but the domestic will come by about Q1, Q2 of 2023. So yes, it is a slow process, but at least it has started and it has given some hope for the airlines in the region.
Shantanu, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Shantanu Gangakadikar, aviation consultant at Frost & Sullivan, giving us his take on how the geopolitical tensions in Eastern Europe are impacting the aviation sector. Definitely factors to consider for the airlines that have been badly hit by the pandemic and now this.
Yeah, it could have come at a worse time, can it? But I wonder whether there's any silver linings, any, you know, upsides to this. For example, domestic travel, you know, ASEAN region, for example. I mean, people, if you can't travel, it might add impetus to, for example, you know, ASEAN travel to, for example, Bali or the Thailand. You know,
provided those travel bubbles exist in, you know.
Well, we are on the cusp of doing a Thai border reopening, right, with them. So, I mean, I don't. Well, we try and look on the upside, right? I wonder whether there's good stuff there to be looked at.
Yes, I'm sure there is, but the reality is that we're not anywhere close to pre-pandemic capacity. Airlines are still struggling. SIA reported results yesterday, first time profit ever since the pandemic. They managed to make some money, if I'm not wrong, something like 85 million Sing dollars. But other airlines are, you know, not doing well. Air New Zealand is calling for help now. They probably need another round of cash injection.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.